a dramatic finale in the box at Athletic Grounds, where a late Rory Began two-pointer sent Monaghan into this year's Ulster final on a scoreline of 130 to 323. Derry had the game won in normal time. They led by 6 points at the towards the end. They led by 10 points in all, but there was controversy right at the end. The referee, Ian Romaney, blew the final whistle. It looked as if Derry had won by 2 points, but he went back for a sideline ball. Jack McCarron stood over the two-point sideline, over the bar, sent the game to extra time. In the first half of normal time, goals from Niall Loughlin and Owen McAvoy put Derry into a 2-10 to 6 points lead at half-time. But Monaghan took into the game in the second half. They were excellent all the way through. The introduction of Bobby McCall at full forward gave them a target. He stressed the defence, and it was Bobby McCall looked to have scored a goal, but a brilliant save from goalkeeper Shane McLaughlin tapped over the bar for a point. But in the end, it was Monaghan found a way to take the game to extra time. Then in extra time, it was Derry Heads 2 points ahead, and a Desi Ward two-pointer levelled the game again. And right at the end of the second half of extra time, Sean Kearney, with his first touch, looked to have set Derry into the Ulster final with just seconds remaining. But on the kick-out, there was a foul just outside the two-point arc. Up stepped Rory Began. 2 points with the passport for Monaghan for their second half comeback. But in the end, it was Rory Began's two-pointer right at the end, straight over the bar. Celebration time for Monaghan. Derry are going to have to lick their wounds and look at getting themselves gathered up to head back into the All-Ireland series. But final score, after extra time and a dramatic night in the Athletic Grounds, it's Monaghan 130, Derry 323.